It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Jonathan Charles.
And welcome to a very special edition of the Vinyl Countdown. We're remembering some of the musicians we lost in 2021.
Thank you.
Two from the Rolling Stones to kick us off, and we just had to start by remembering ace drummer Charlie Watts. He was playing there on Emotional Rescue, a top 10 hit in Britain and America in 1980, and Gimme Shelter, which was released in December 1969. He was a member of the band from pretty much its beginnings in 1963 until his death in August. And in today's show, we're celebrating the careers of some of those in the music industry who died over the past year. As ever, we're sitting in the studio surrounded by vinyl, real 7 and 12-inch records. I'm joined by my son Max as we play and discuss the tracks. Max, when you listen to the Rolling Stones, you can really hear the drum beat of Charlie Watts.
I suppose I was looking out for it, but even if you weren't, you would hear the great drumming from Charlie Watts throughout both of those tracks. The other thing I noticed is in that first track we played, Mick Jagger is singing like really in a really high-pitched voice. It's quite funny.
He has an incredibly high-pitched voice in that track, Emotional Rescue, which was one of the later songs, 1980. And do you think if you listen to a 1969 track like Gimme Shelter and one from 1980, you can hear that Charlie Watts improved as a drummer?
Yeah, you can tell that. I feel like it's slightly more polished as you go through the Rolling Stones career.
He was obviously very skilled as a drummer, and that song, Gimme Shelter, the second one we played, was really a protest song, by the way, Max, about the Vietnam War.
Like many songs we've heard on the show, actually, I think we've played quite a lot of tracks about Vietnam War.
Well, it's amazing, I guess, how that war, which went on for such a long time in the 60s and early 70s, really influenced music.
Yeah. A lot of people were protesting against it. John Lennon's Give Peace a Chance.
Yeah, and American soldiers used to listen to a lot of music as they were in that country.
Yep, as you would know if you listened to our Good Morning Vietnam special.
Indeed. Now, Charlie Watts, Max, actually started as a jazz musician. He brought that into the Rolling Stones, I think.
I can't really hear the jazz influence, honestly. Can you?
I can a little bit, because I think he is not afraid to experiment, which is what jazz is about. You play jazz piano, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, he is quite creative, Charlie Watts, isn't he?
And does that help, do you think, being a jazz musician, to be creative?
Yeah, I think so. I think it does boost your creativity.
Why?
I'd say I'm more creative after playing jazz piano, because you have to do solos and improv, things like that.
Yeah, a lot of improvisation. He was nicknamed, Max, the Wembley Whammer by Mick Jagger, because he came from Wembley in London and he hit the drums really hard.
That's actually quite a funny name.
He liked to say he was a musician and not a pop star. He hated going on tour, wasn't interested in the screaming of the fans that came with all the fame.
Yeah, fair enough.
In an interview, Charlie Watts explained that when he was first asked whether he'd join the Rolling Stones, he never imagined he'd be playing with them for almost 60 years.
When I was asked to turn up the road to rehearse, the Rolling Stones was another band to me, and it was going to last like the others, 3 months or a year.
So bad.
one of the best-selling girl groups of all time, the Supremes, and in February we lost singer Mary Wilson, a founding member. She was singing there on their first American number one, Where Did Our Love Go, from 1964, and their final American top 40 hit, Automatically Sunshine, from 1972. Their songs have a huge amount of energy, Max.
They both are very catchy tracks.
I saw you tapping your feet.
Yeah, then again, I do that to everything.
Is that a good sign when you tap your feet?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I was listening to the Beach Boys yesterday and I tapped my feet.
Now, the Supremes were one of the early groups on the Motown record label out of Detroit, but it took them 3 years to have a hit, and they were known as the no-hit Supremes for a time.
Really?
That's a bit depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that is a bit miserable to literally be called the no-hit Supremes.
Yeah, and everyone wondered whether they'd ever have a hit.
It's like if, I don't know, you were a BBC Breakfast presenter or something and you were known as the useless presenter.
Now, when they did have a number one, Max, it was followed by 10 others in America, and they did pretty well in Britain too.
I assume that nickname got revoked.
Yes, the hit Supremes after that.
Yep. Probably. Well, fair enough. I assume they had hit after hit after hit.
They did, and from 1970, when Diana Ross left the Supremes, Mary Wilson took over creative control of the group. She was able to maintain that momentum.
Yep, until she didn't.
Yes, until she didn't. And in the end, you know, she let the group go because they just were not having hits. But they did continue to have a string of hits for a while with songs like River Deep, Mountain High, Stone Love, Up the Ladder to the Roof. They seem like a real hit machine.
Yeah, the thing is, though, you can tell it's very feminine as a group. Like, it feels very, like, 1960s feminine.
It wasn't easy to be a girl group either at that time.
Yeah, because I imagine
music was very dominated by men.
Yeah, also think about how much misogyny there would have been.
A lot, I think. Mary Wilson was also an activist, this is quite interesting, Max, in the music industry, demanding legislation to protect musicians. She lobbied for something called the Truth in Music Law in America, and that stops the use of musical acts' names being used unless an original member of the group is still one of the performers. So you couldn't use the name Supremes, for example, without one of the original stars in the group.
Really?
Yeah, so it was a way of protecting the income.
So, for example, I couldn't just start the Rolling Stones?
No, you couldn't. No, not unless you had a member of the Rolling Stones in your group.
If I had Mick Jagger or something. I could yeah. make for Rolling Stones, but otherwise...
I look forward to you playing the piano, or violin perhaps, for Mick Jagger.
Yeah, no. That's probably never going to happen, but you never know.
Now, as an activist, she also had a lecture series, Dare to Dream, and it's pretty clear that she was keen to encourage others to do well, because she had such a difficult start in life. You know, she didn't come from a very wealthy background.
Tell me, Dad, are they available? Because that sounds like something I wouldn't mind having listened to.
Which, Dare to Dream, yes, yeah. They probably are. Why don't you have a look online after the programme?
Yeah, they might be somewhere on the internet.
They probably will be. Now, in an interview, Mary Wilson said she thought that the Supremes and her music had brought happiness to people during some very tough times in the 1960s.
Like, the Supremes came along in the 60s when we had Vietnam War. We had a lot of things going on, the racial situations. And I have people coming up to me of all races and saying, they have said, you know, the Supremes have given them some sort of happiness, some sort of joy through the music.
And we've got many records ahead from artists like Mary Wilson, who left us in 2021. Max is going to be back later to talk about one of them. But first, some of those musicians who got us dancing during their careers. All on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Solid gold. Hey, sister, ghost, 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 sister,
amazing song brought to us by LaBelle. Sarah Dash from the group passed away in September. Lady Marmalade was a huge global hit in the mid-70s, and she was always known for her very strong voice. Round about the same time, the Bay City Rollers were teen sensations surrounded by screaming girl fans. The lead singer was Les McEwen, all clad in tartan. He died earlier this year, but leaves us with this song, Bye Bye Baby, number one for 6 weeks in the spring of 1975. That was the best-selling single in Britain during the whole of 1975. It's certainly hard to forget all the hysteria around that group at the time. This is Jonathan Charles. On the way, we've got Baccarat, the Everly Brothers, Jerry and the Pacemakers, and many more.
The best sound around.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
With music just for you, Jonathan Charles.
Little darling, stir it up.
Of swaying reggae to dance to from Bob Marley and the Wailers, and we lost one of those Wailers during 2021, the last of the original Big Three, Neville Livingston, better known as Bunny Wailer. Stir It Up was one of his final recordings with the group before he left in 1973. In 2021 was also the year that we lost Maria Mendiola, one half of Baccarat. The Spanish duo soared to number one in the UK in 1977. Yes, sir. I Can Boogie. Maria Mendiola from Baccarat started as a flamenco dancer before she became a pop singer. Max is going to be back shortly with more on one of our artists, right after the triple play, All Musicians Who Left Us in 2021, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown, 1958.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. Everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, "We don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away." So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
'79.
Friday tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat.
Was the Vinyl Countdown triple play, all featuring musicians we lost this year. First, we had the Everly Brothers with All I Have to Do Is Dream. Don Everly died in August. They hugely influenced many artists, including the Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel. Then it was Gerry and the Pacemakers with Ferry Across the Mersey. Gerry Marsden died in January. His group were the very first act to have their first three records go to number one in the UK. And finally, it was Bat Out of Hell from Meatloaf. Jim Steinman composed that. and he died in April. Max, you're back. You've been finding out some more about Jim Steinman.
Jim Steinman was an American composer, lyricist, record producer and playwright. His work included the album Bat Out of Hell, which was one of the best-selling records in music history. He also wrote many other hit songs, including Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. He was born in New York and started writing music while he was still at uni. His first song to be commercially released was Food of Love, sung by Yvonne Elliman. His real breakthrough was writing Bat Out of Hell for Meatloaf. Why would anyone call themselves Meatloaf?
Perhaps he liked eating meatloaf.
Many of the tracks on it was written for a stage show, but they had difficulty finding a record company to release them. CBS rejected the album, and it was eventually put out by Cleveland International Records. The album was an immediate success and sold over 40 million copies worldwide. Steinman carried on writing music and was successful with many other acts. He even sung himself on a record that did well in 1981. Bad for Good.
I find it absolutely amazing that CBS Records rejected Bad Out of Hell. What a terrible mistake.
Well, it's a shame as well, because it did so well.
He was a very talented songwriter, I think. What do you think when you hear that song, Bad Out of Hell? Because it's quite long, it's quite powerful.
Yeah, it is quite powerful. I mean, it ends with that motorcycle at the end, which
yes,
is quite cool.
Yes, I know. It's supposed to be the Bat Out of Hell disappearing on a motorbike, maybe.
I feel like it would have been funnier if it was like a Vespa or something. But
I think, though, he, you know, when you listen to that, you feel as though it's something written for a stage show, which it was.
Yeah, it sounds like something from a musical, doesn't it?
Now, Jim Steinman had a very good voice himself, actually. As you mentioned, he had his own hit. And he sounds also a bit like Meatloaf, who sang on Bad Out of Hell.
Yeah, the thing is, though, Meatloaf, I still can't get over the name Meatloaf.
We've lost so much musical talent this year, Max.
I know, it's really tragic.
I guess a lot of musical talent, though, is getting quite old. You know, Charlie Watts, Mary Wilson, they're pretty much in their 80s. You know,
I know,
late
it's
70s, early 80s.
I know, it's going to be really catastrophic when we lose these singers, because I'm sure over the next 20, 30 years we're going to lose everyone from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, we're losing a lot of singers now from the 60s and 70s, and that will only obviously continue. But it is a great shame, because they contributed so much to music.
Yeah, it really is tragic.
And we've still got one more artist's life to celebrate on the show.
But first, how about you follow us on Instagram and Twitter? On Instagram, we're at Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10.
So let's play out with an unusual song from hard rockers Status Quo, the softer side of their music, and a top 20 hit from 1979. The bassist was Alan Lancaster, who died in September, a founding member of The Quo, and here he is with Living on an Island. See you next time with another box full of great records.
Bye.
Easy when you're number one. Everybody say you're having fun. Smiling for the public eye. When your body say you wanna die. Living on an island. Looking at another life. Waiting for my friend to come and we'll get high. Here we got a real nice place. Cluxy gonna be there soon. And I just wanna see his face. I'm getting lonely in my empty room. Living on an island. My friend to come and we'll get high.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.